welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say the anointing of God is going to bring times of refreshing. The key is this, face-to-face relationship. What made Jesus so powerful and so strong in all the miracles he performed here on planet Earth? Because he had a face-to-face relationship. In fact, there's Greek words that mean face-to-face. If you and I can have a face-to-face relationship, something supernatural is going to happen. The anointing is going to be there. If you put a man and a woman together, their husband and wife, and put them knee to knee and start looking at each other, the man wants to run. When we get face to face with God in his presence, most times we want to run because we're just concerned about what he may say. Amen. What he's going to say is his plan for your life and my life. Amen. When the Bible says, Jesus said, pick up your cross daily. They say daily.
Daily.
Say today, pick it up. And do what?
Carry it,
follow me. Picking up your cross simply means this, picking up the will of God for your life that day and following after Christ.
Amen.
How many of you know some of the days that Jesus heard the will of God for his life were not pleasant?
Amen.
They were not good, but Jesus did it anyway. When the Bible said, it's so powerful, Jesus said, no man can take my life.
Amen.
Nobody's gonna take your life.
Amen.
Nobody's gonna mess with you. Because the will of God for your life is healing,
amen,
restoration,
yes,
refreshing,
amen,
supernatural.
Yes.
Say supernatural. John 10:10 says, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give you life more abundantly. Say abundantly.
Amen.
So we know why the devil came. Why? To kill, steal, and destroy. So we know his MO, right?
Amen.
Is that going to change? No. But Jesus came. Not he's going to come. He came that he might do what? Give you life, say my life.
My life.
In the Greek, it means zoe, it means God kind of life. Because when you and I look at our kind of life, it's like, I'm miserable. Well, you can't be miserable if you have God's kind of life in you. Zoe means the life of God in you. Hallelujah. How many of you are saved? You know Christ is your Lord and Savior. Then you've got God kind of life on the inside of you. It doesn't mean you're exempt from things happening, things going on, trouble coming, storms coming. It doesn't say that. There's a song I heard last week, and my wife and I were driving, we heard it, and it said, Jesus looks at the storm from the other side. Boy, that just got into my spirit. Because when we're in a storm, what do we look at it from? We look at it when we're in the middle of it. But Jesus looks at it from the other side because he's already through it, and he's beckoning you and I to come because he's on the shore waiting for you and I. Listen, knowing Christ does not exempt us from going through stuff.
Yes.
How many of you go through stuff?
Yes.
How many know sometimes you can't sleep because you're going through stuff up here?
Yes.
Well, write yourself a note, put it on your nightstand, and say, I'm leaving the stuff from today here. Say that with me. I'm leaving this stuff from today here. I'll see you in the morning, Jesus.
Yes.
See, you have to understand that with God, there's always, if I could call it, a night shift. I've worked second shift, third shift. I've done all the shifts that there possibly is. The ones in the middle, it's just like, forget about it. But during the night, it's different than during the day. Some people like to work the night shift in the natural. Why? Quiet. All the big wigs, and they're gone. There was no pressure on the third shift. But suddenly in the first shift, the place would fill up and you could feel the pressure. Listen. The pressure, like we feel the pressure of this world around us, it just wanted to close in on us. Listen to me. The night shift is where God does his best work.
Amen.
Say the night shift.
The night shift.
There are circumstances and problems you and I will go through. It appears we're on the night shift and it seems like darkness has come and it looks like there's no way out. But I'm here to tell you that God owns the night and he owns the day. He owns every second on the clock. He owns Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we should never say out of our mouth, well, I know this is going to be a bad day. When I hear somebody say it can be a bad day, who told you that? Well, I got to do this, 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 this. Well, instead of having him do it, why don't you go ahead and say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Had a conversation the other day with somebody, and we were just building each other up. And I looked at him, and I've said this to you many times, why would anybody go anywhere but to the Holy Ghost? Because if the Holy Ghost knows everything. I keep that always in my spirit, because when I run across different difficult situations, I say, Holy Spirit, you know the beginning from the end. You know everything. Now that means you and I have to give ownership of thinking we know everything. Somebody's got to step in. Say, Holy Spirit with me. Say it, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
you know everything. If he knows everything, I want him to be in my life. Say everything.
Everything.
Have you ever run across a problem you didn't know how to solve? What's the first thing you do? Holy Spirit, I have a problem here I can't solve.
Yes.
And guess who knew that before we said it? He did.
Yes.
But he's waiting on us.
Yes.
If I have to buy something that may cost X number of dollars, and I have my checkbook here, and I said, now what am I going to do? But I have more than enough money to pay for it. I have a credit card that has more than enough money on it. Why don't I just take it out and use it? So if we have the Holy Ghost who knows everything, why not take them out and use them? Hallelujah. If I could say, let's just swipe them. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say times of refreshing. Listen to what it means now. It means recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air may come, say, from the presence of God. I can only advise you. I can't tell you what to do. But I know my answers in life are found in the presence of God. Let me try that again. My answers to life are found in the presence of God.
Amen.
Every answer that I need for my life today and for whatever the future holds is found in the presence of God.
Amen.
Now, if I know the answer's there, I want to know how to get into his presence. One way I can tell you is take this book called the Word of God, whatever form you may have it, and say, Holy Spirit, I'm going to read this scripture. I'm going to read Psalm 23 and believe, Holy Spirit, that you are my shepherd. You are guiding me and directing me even in the valley of the shadow of death. Do you know there's actually a valley of the shadow of death where the path is so small and so narrow that up to a certain part of the day, I believe it was noontime, you could only come up through the valley of the shadow of death from one side. And everybody on the other side knew that. And then after noon, the other side would be able to come. If two groups of shepherds came from either side, they'd guess what? Somebody has got to turn around. But Jesus will cause you and I to be directed through the valley of the shadow of death, and he'll tell us the right time when to go and the right time when to wait, and he'll tell us because he will lead us and direct us and guide us all the way through the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let's go to another scripture, can we? Say, I'm going to be refreshed today and every day. Say it again, and every day. The presence of the Lord. What's in the presence of the Lord? Say refreshing. Hallelujah. Say refreshing. When it's real, real hot out, you look for somewhere where there's some air conditioning. Or if it's a cold day and you go inside, you want to get what? Near the stove or get something where you can warm up. Where are you going to go every single day? I preached that message so long ago. But when you don't know what to do, you got to know where to go. When I don't know what to do personally, I know where to go. But I'll tell you what, if I don't open my mouth up and say it out loud, it just lies dormant. I've got to pick that thing up, begin to praise him and speak. Take just a moment and start praising him. Go ahead, do that right now. Just praise him. Now when you praise him, you have to open your mouth up. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. You're not praising him for what he's going to do. It's for what he's already done. The promises of God are yea and amen, which means what? They're already done. Say they're already done. Say it again. They're already done. I'm just walking in faith. Now, go over here if you don't mind. 1 Kings. Can you do that? Hallelujah. In the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. Say 1 Kings 18. Verse 41, it's powerful. Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of the abundance of rain. What was so important about the rain? They were in a drought. And if you read just before that, you'll find out that the prophet was involved with the people that were worshiping Baal. Remember that? And in the middle of drought, what does he say to do? Get some water and dump it all over the sacrifice and dig the trench. Just put all the... No, you're in the middle of a drought. But see, the man of God knew something, that the drought wasn't going to end, but had already ended because God told him that. He didn't live with the fact that what he saw would be the end of the drought, but what he saw from the presence of God would be the ending of the drought. You hear what I'm saying to you? It's what you and I see in the spirit that will carry us through life, not what we see in the natural. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to see with the eyes of the spirit. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. This is an impossible situation. What isn't impossible in this lifetime? When Jesus meets the impossible, everything winds up changing. And if he lives on the inside of us, when we show up, everything's going to begin to change. Say, everything's going to begin to change. What we're being attacked with is already being attacked. Because Jesus is already looking at the storm and the attack from here, not from here. How many know the view is different from the other side than it is when you're in the middle of it? Hallelujah. Years ago, Nikki came to our house before the kids were even in, had even arrived. It was a Sunday afternoon. Paulie went home to get something. They were coming to our house, and all of a sudden, the wind started blowing. We didn't know what was going on, not realizing that a tornado was coming. Came right over their house. Remember that? And it came down, and Paulie went into the basement and got into the corner. We didn't know what was happening. Wind was blowing where we were, but where he was, it was a tornado. What do you do when a tornado comes? You take cover. When a tornado comes and the Holy Ghost is in you, don't take cover. Just lift up your hands and knock the covers off and begin to praise him and thank him. You don't understand it. I don't understand it. But we don't have to understand it in order to see Christ do something. It's when we try to understand it that we will negate what God has for us. Have you ever seen those guys in the Weather Channel? They get in a place where the hurricane is just whipping and they see how long they can stand like this. I look at them and say, why don't you get in some cover over here? But what? It's like a challenge to them. We ought to stand in the wind of adversity and let the Holy Ghost pick us up so we can just kind of like fly over the top like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We saw an eagle fly with his little white head taking stuff to the nest. There's nothing more beautiful than to see an eagle flying over the water, coming through the woods and putting food into the mouth. My God. You know why? Because that eagle decided to soar. Say soar.
Soar.
If you hang with turkeys, then you never get off the ground. You got to soar with the eagles. Amen? And if you ever seen them soar, they never flap their wings. They just go on the wind current. I don't see the wind blowing. You don't have to see the wind blowing to know there is a wind. There's a wind of the spirit. In the book of Acts, it says, and a rushing mighty wind. And can I tell you something? It wasn't a little breeze. There was no storm. There was no hurricane coming. But when the wind of the spirit blows, you're going to see something change. And when you see something change, listen, there's no damage to anything around you. But the wind of the spirit has just blown into your life. Hallelujah. Are you ready here now? Say the sound of rain, the abundance of rain. Now, say this now. It's not going to be a sprinkle. It's going to be a deluge. Say deluge. An abundance of rain. But how could that be, Pastor? There's drought. There may be drought, but I know Jesus on the other side of the drought who says rain's coming. It gets better. Say it gets better now. Now listen, he heard the what? Sound. Was there rain? But how could he hear it if there wasn't no rain? You hear it in your spirit. You hear there's a breakthrough coming. Do you see anything breaking through? No, but there's a breakthrough coming.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus.